Hi. So I'm Bonnie, and I do work with La Familia Medical Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I wanted to talk to you all today a little bit about some of the programming that we've been working on at our clinic to address, actually, our community health needs assessment that was put out by our community. I have nothing to disclose. To give you a little bit of background of La Familia, we've been entrenched in Santa Fe for over 40 years. We offer full scope of family-centered health services. We have two primary healthcare clinics. We run the Healthcare for the Homeless clinic and a dental clinic. We provide health promotion and community outreach. 85% of our patients are Hispanic. 51% of folks that live in Santa Fe are Hispanic. But of our population, 35% do not speak English and need to be served in Spanish. Our patients, even with Medicaid reform that we have in New Mexico, we have half of our patients are uninsured, and 65% live below the poverty line. Santa Fe, for those of you who have had the ability to be able to visit, I'm sure you've seen a really beautiful area. Santa Fe is unfortunately a have and have not city, and the south side area of our city is the have not. It is the largest growing area of Santa Fe. It is the poorest area of Santa Fe. It has the least amount of jobs available in Santa Fe. It has the highest population density. And it is the unfortunate home of four of our food desert census tracts. We already discussed a little bit about social determinants of health. But data has shown that at most 25% of the variance in health over time is due to medical care. So in other words, as great as our providers are, and they're wonderful, they can't really have an overall huge effect with our patients unless they can address some of the other social determinants of health. Those include genetics, health behaviors, social and economic factors, and physical environment factors. So given that our providers basically several years ago were calling out for help, saying that they have such a myriad of problems in front of them that they cannot address within their exam rooms, and with their time limitations, they really needed us to be able to engage in other areas to help our patients. And so what we did is we addressed the needs of the community and the cry for help from our many providers in two different areas. We focused on a couple of different programs that were primarily addressing the needs of our patients, and then we also engaged in a program that was a population-wide strategy for our community at large. At first, I wanted to just talk to you about the community involvement that we have. We did receive a CDC grant from the REACH program, and it gave us a couple years to be able to start this programming around community outreach. Primarily what we did is we started to convene a community leadership team that was composed of community members, community health workers, nonprofits, and policymakers. And in this photograph, Senator Heinrich came to our clinic to hear about the different initiatives that we were involved in, and our community members actually got to present to him, which was an amazing opportunity for them. We looked at our community needs assessment that was done by the hospital, our local hospital, and the Department of Health, and we addressed those needs that were outlined by looking at a policy scan, composing an action plan, and implementing that action plan with the help of all the folks on the community leadership team. And we started in March of 2013, and in that time, we were able to have a tremendous amount of success. I think partially because La Familia had been in the community for so long, and we were really trusted by the community, but also, and more importantly, I think because of the collaborative efforts of the coalition. And later in the slideshow, we'll show you all the folks that really were involved and have been great resources. We initiated a community health worker certification program at our community college, which is just hugely important with Medicaid reform. We all know that community health workers are really going to be at the forefront of really being able to help people access health care. We also created a sustainable farmers market that's affordable on the south side of Santa Fe. And I emphasize affordable because we have a beautiful farmers market down in the central part of Santa Fe, but it's actually quite expensive. And so it took a little bit to get that farmers market going in a way that it would be useful and used by the members of that community. We also address school nutrition by implementing a recess before lunch program at 2 elementary schools. And in addition, at 7 elementary schools, we provided physical activity options for their after-school programs. We did embark on an employee wellness program. And I bring this up here because while it is at La Familia Medical Center, the employee wellness program, there is not an employee wellness program available in Santa Fe for other large organizations, and so they're using our program to mimic their own programs, including that the New Mexico State houses their employees in Santa Fe as well. The city of Santa Fe is looking at our program. As Wendy mentioned, we started a food club through the mobile grocery store, and we're hoping to create some incentives to get our patients to be a part of that. We expanded capacity around an existing community garden, and we're about to expand to have a second community garden at one of our clinics. And we've been collaborating with the Santa Fe Metropolitan Planning Organization around their pedestrian master plan, which looks at built-in environment policy systems in order to make recommendations for their federal money that they use in the south side of Santa Fe. In terms of some direct programming that we did for our patients, we, along the same vein of trying to increase access to food and physical activity for the patients that in the south side of Santa Fe, we do a pediatric obesity intervention program. It is called Cena, which is Spanish for supper, and it means Comunidad, Ejercicio, Nutrición, and Acción. The way it works is a patient will come in with their family, and they're identified as being either overweight or obese. The provider does an internal referral for them to our registered dietitian, and then the dietitian will discuss with the family and the patient goals that are achievable and desirable by the patient or the family. And then we have a community health worker that does a home visit in Spanish. Almost all these patients are primarily Spanish-speaking. But they go to a home visit and they discuss, again, goals that are achievable by the patient and the family. The main idea of this is that the patient can't do it without the support of the family, and that behavioral change needs to happen as a group. And so everything around this program is to actually look at the family as a unit and be able to participate as a family. And so we follow up very closely with these patients and their parents and their siblings to provide programming that will help them achieve their goals. It's really fun because we get to do things like Zumba at the clinic with a multi-age, multi-level. That's the picture on the top. The one on the bottom is actually we do nutrition programming out in the community for our patients by doing weekly food demos at the farmers market. I chose this picture because our community health worker, who's the blonde, was busy doing her demo, and actually the vendor was like, let me show you how to do a better one. And so he came in and he did his own demo that day, which was really cool because he brought over his products and folks came by, and it was a neat experience. And then we also do monthly cooking classes that are a hands-on approach for the kids and the parents. And I know this seems a little daunting that we give the kids knives, but it really does work. They're okay. And then we have a community garden that the families come out to and the siblings, and this is a picture of one of the kids, of one of the patients we have. At this point, they're two pretty much demonstration plots that we use, and we do community garden demos as well monthly when they come out there as far as what to do with the produce that they yield from the garden. So we found that it's really important, as you all know, to constantly analyze and reanalyze and assess and reassess your program, seeing what works and doesn't work, because it isn't really a one-size-fits-all thing that works for all. You know, it's not the same for, we could read about somebody else's program and it doesn't necessarily work for us. And recently we did a SWOT analysis and looked at our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And some of the goals that we have to expand our own personal capacity at La Familia is that we would like to provide clinical mentorship for our community health workers. And by that I mean that we have quite a wealth of knowledge at our clinic between our registered dietitian, our providers, our diabetic educators, et cetera. And we find that as the community health workers go out in the community, they're trusted, people believe in them, but they're also a little bit overwhelmed by the questions that are out of their scope of practice. And so we want to continue their professional development in the clinic so that they feel capable of answering the questions that they're asked. We also are presently being asked by Indian Health Services to show them how to do a program similar to the Center program in the pueblos that surround Santa Fe. There's six specifically that would like to work with us, and so we're working on that capacity to be able to teach them what we've learned, but they're going to need to obviously change because they have a different patient population. We're also working with our community leadership team on health leadership in the community, an example of which would be their presentation to the senator recently. But also, this is my segue to the next part of my presentation, is that one of our community health workers actually was admitted into the master's program in public health here at LSU, and she is going to continue the presentation. And this is Jasmine Meyer.
I'm Jasmine. So I was a community health worker for La Familia, working under the REACH program, which was more of the population-wide strategies. And I do want to acknowledge Alondra Hernandez, who was the community health worker who worked within the CENA program doing the direct service with the pediatric obesity interventions. And she did an incredible job by engaging patients and really getting people involved. But after 1 or 2 years of being in the program, it still remains, what happens next with these patients? How do they go to the next step? So we are in the process of developing what is being called a nutrition ambassador program for patients who have been in the CENA program, where they sort of graduate into taking on roles similar to the CHW themselves. So they would get a certification, there would be some level of workforce development in this, and then they would do nutrition interventions in their own communities, as well as expanding similarly the community garden effort. So far there has been one plot for all of the CENA patients, and the community health worker has led them through it, and ideally they will all then get their own plots, and through a little bit of training will be able to maintain their own plots and potentially feed their entire families. We have also done quite a bit of multimedia storytelling with both programs in the community in two capacities. One is through digital storytelling, which of course is a little bit more high tech on the multimedia end. So around that, La Familia hired a community health worker who was the blonde in the farmer's market to do a really heavy digital intensive digital storytelling workshop, which was amazing. It had members of our community leadership team, community health workers, students from a long-term suspension program. It was 2 days. And in addition to doing some critical thinking pieces around both our own kind of food access stories and around interviewing community members, we also had the tech element. So we all learned audio equipment use and so on and so forth. And the other side of that is Photo Voice, which is a little bit more user-friendly. Previously we used Photo Voice with farmers around food cultivation and what it means to them. And this is a slide from a digital storytelling piece that one of the farmers, Rocio, did, and this is her nephew. And she presented her story to the community leadership team. And what's really great about Photo Voice and digital storytelling is that in this capacity, both the storyteller and the community become more engaged in the entire process. You can read the quote that her nephew read, but really he ended up loving farming, and it became fun instead of work to him. So I think in closing, the most challenging role of the clinic is not only to treat the patient, but to fully engage them in their own care process. and to help them find their voice in that. And so telling their stories, becoming more engaged in, you know, understanding and treating their own chronic illnesses can really help to move their care from passive to active and bridge the gap between prevention and therapeutic care. And these are our contributing members.
That's our contact information. If anyone wants to talk to us more about any of that.
Okay. The next presenter, and we're really ahead of time, so I guess just as we did with the last one, I'll just ask if there's any questions for Bonnie or Jasmine about the La Familia program in Santa Fe. And if we hold questions, we're going to have a lot of time for questions at the end, so maybe that's better. Unless somebody has a burning point they want to raise right now. Did you? No? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just wondering, you know, you talked about community health workers and the Affordable Care Act and how we're able to essentially build that. And the progress we've made learning how to do that.
How are you, about community health workers and the Affordable Care Act, and how are you able to
Bill for them.
You want to address that?
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me from here? Yeah.
Can they? You're pretty soft. I can hurt.
Community health workers should be billable under Medicaid. What's going to happen in New Mexico, and I imagine that it's going to be different in those states that did do Medicaid reform, is that it's at this point in the board of Medicaid and with our governor, and they're figuring out the ICD-9 codes that are needed for, and my assumption is it's going to have to be a face-to-face visit in order for the community health worker to be able to bill. So those phone calls that I was talking about probably wouldn't be billable, but there maybe there'll be like a standard fee of what the community health worker will be able to charge for their work.
We're lucky in New Mexico because there's been a commitment on the state to start a program where we can bill for community health workers under Medicaid. That's not true everywhere. And a couple also, our health exchange, sort of our co-op insurance, the not Medicaid but cooperative insurance plan that we have, also allows billing for community health workers. So that's I think fairly unusual in the country though. All right. Well, anything else? Let me see. It's fine. Oh, we have time for maybe another question, or we'll hold and just have a lot of time at the end, which will be nice. Or we can maybe have more of a discussion about these kinds of work that's going on in community health centers.